Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Serpents have caused great problems for mankind. It was so in the beginning and is now, but it never shall be a world without end. For the promise has been given to mankind, that Christ shall bruise the serpent's head, and the serpent shall strike the Christ heel. The fiery serpents near Mount Hor struck the heels of the Israelites, bringing death with their mouths, just as the serpent had spoken the death-causing lie to Eve. But in the garden and in the wilderness, there was no one to crush the heads of those serpents. You heard that the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. The event near Mount Hor was divine punishment for the unbelief of the Lord God's people. Though the Lord God had brought the Israelites out of the slavery in Egypt and had provided for their welfare on the journey, the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against Moses and God and rejected the providence of God and his acts of deliverance. For such people, there is nothing but death. The source of life had been rejected, and human wisdom had been substituted for divine will. And when the Israelites realized that, they recognized their guilt. They came to Moses and said, "We've sinned, for we've spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us." The Israelites' despair turned them back in penitence to the one who was their deliverer and provider. Was not the Lord God's will to kill all the Israelites in the wilderness, for he had made a promise, a covenant with them, one that he wished to keep, even as his people were not faithful. The Lord God hears what his people say in repentance, and to them he provides a remedy for what afflicts them in the wilderness. The Lord God does not provide something to crush the serpents striking the Israelites, but he does give them a remedy that removes the power of the serpent's venom. The Lord God said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live." Life is given in the midst of human death. So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. The solution was given for the problem that the Israelites faced. Believing in the Lord God's promise, they could look at the statue and live. And once again, the Israelites were restored. They heard what the Lord God said and saw what he did. And this time, they did not grumble and complain. They did not speak out against the Lord God and Moses, but believed and trusted. And through faith, they were saved. As they believed, they looked to the ensign of salvation and received it. But what of those who continue to be bitten by the serpents and not the earthly kind? What of those who suffer the poisonous effects of sin and evil, the venom of Satan's lies and their own depravity? To whom do they turn? Where do they look to be saved? You suffer like the Israelites in the wilderness. You are struck by sin, death, and Satan. Your afflictions may be the result of your grumbling and complaining. You're speaking against the Lord God. Other times it is the result of your own unbelief, your rejection of the providence of God and his acts of redemption. And still other times it is simply the random snake bite, the unexplained affliction that happens in this off-kilter and chaotic cosmos. So to whom do these people, you, turn for aid? What has been set up for you to look at? And that is what Jesus tells us in Sunday's gospel. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Jesus identifies himself as the ensign of salvation. Those stricken by sin, victims of Satan's venom, are to look to him who was lifted on the pole, and there they will find forgiveness and redemption. The bronze serpent remedied the problem that the wilderness serpents caused the Israelites. But Jesus says that he is the solution to the universal problem that the serpent brought into the world beginning at Eden. Jesus is the promised serpent crusher, the one who brings righteousness to those who lacked it and life to those who were destined for condemnation and death. Jesus acts like that statue in the wilderness, but what he brings to effect is of much greater benefit. It is not simply a temporal aid, but an eternal one. John records this in that gospel where we hear Jesus' words, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." There is ample reason for the Lord God to condemn the world, just as there was to kill all the Israelites. But in mercy, the Lord God acts in a much different way, bringing salvation to a dying poison cosmos, as we hear Patrick taking it to the island of Ireland, where indeed men were opposed to the truth of the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Life came to them, and life comes to you, poison people, an eternal antidote produced from the fruit of the tree of the cross. For as the merits of Christ's death and resurrection are dispensed to you in holy baptism, holy absolution, holy word, and holy supper, the venomous sin is counteracted, and you are revived. No longer are you destined for death. No longer do you have reason to complain or speak out against the Lord God, for he has delivered life to you and has set you on a path to paradise. There was ample reason for you, for your condemnation and mine, but the Lord God waives it, since his Son has removed our guilt, crushed our accuser, and given us the newness of life. His will for us has been carried out. The ancient serpent, the one who leads people to eternal death, has been crushed, and you have been provided salvation as you look to him who was lifted up to give you life. Indeed, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man was lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. It had to be that way, so that you who were poisoned by sin might live. And what has been promised for men and for our salvation has been done by Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.